Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we hear from Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien after their loss to Carabag in the Champions League. A look ahead to this evening's European action with Stephen Bradley and Stephen Kenny. And could Alexander Isak be out the door at Newcastle? First though, Shelburne lost 3-0 to Carabag last night in the first leg of their Champions League second qualifying round tie at Talca Park. Sean Gannon went close for Shells early on when he hit the post, but then Leandro Andrade gave Carabag the lead at the break. Shells improved in the second half when they went two up front. Defender Paddy Barrett hit the crossbar, but Carabag all but ended the tie with two goals in the last 10 minutes. After the game, Joey O'Brien told Off the Ball's Nathan Murphy that his side probably gave them too much respect.
I thought the lads caused problems second half. As I said, we were on the front foot. I thought we had the better team probably for large periods of the second half. But then when we probably didn't get that goal, we earned momentum. They got us with a sucker punch.
What was the issue down the right hand side in the first half?
Yeah, I thought we had just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give the teams too much respect, it's a fear. And didn't like it. You know, and I said to them at half time, let's get in their face and have a cut off them and see what they have.
Difficult there with half an hour to go because 1-0 obviously keeps you in the tie, but at home, packed house, you want to go and you want to express yourself. What are you saying? What are you saying to the players at that stage?
To be honest, we didn't go gung-ho, you know. The players that we changed, it was the same shape and stuff like that, so it felt it wasn't because of that we conceded, really. So we didn't really change mad to try to get that equaliser and you get caught. It was just, listen, we didn't get it. And all of a sudden they pick a ball up and sort of a breaking ball in the middle of the park, and then it's a quality pass, quality run. And that's what they're up against sometimes, you know. Sometimes you're not open and you're not too expansive, but they can still cut you open with a bit of quality. And they done that for the second.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, the team that prevented Drogheda from being able to compete in Europe this season, Silkeborg, drew 1-1 with KA Akureyri of Iceland in the first leg of their Conference League clash. Tonight, attention turns to the other two Irish clubs in European action. Shamrock Rovers are in Gibraltar to take on St Joseph's, who beat Cliftonville in the first qualifying round last week. St Joseph's will be familiar to some. They were beaten over two legs by Shelburne last season. Stephen Bradley will have a full squad to pick from for the game on the artificial surface. Rovers had a deep run in Europe last season. They got to the league phase in the Conference League and then the knockout stages. And he told the Rovers in-house media channel it's exactly where his side wants to be once again.
Yeah, it does, because obviously we went so deep last year, right up to Christmas. So, but it's great. It's where we want to be. We want to be playing in Europe. And it's fresh for everyone. It's fresh for the fans, for the players, for the staff. And it's a challenge that we're really looking forward to.
Kick-off in Gibraltar is 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers have confirmed the signing of Conor Malley on loan from Sligo Rovers. The 25-year-old has joined after he fell out of favour with John Russell at Sligo. St Pat's are at home tonight against Namakalju of Estonia. The winners will face a real step up in quality in the third qualifying round against either Shakhtar Donetsk or Besiktas, who are now managed by former Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Pat's beat FC Hegelmann of Lithuania on a 3-0 aggregate score line in the first qualifying round. Kalju advanced to the second round after a 2-1 aggregate win over Albania's Partizani last week in what was their first appearance in Europe since the 2020-21 campaign. They finished a distant second in the league last season and also won their domestic cup in May. And speaking to Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins, Pat's boss Stephen Kenny said he wants his players to take advantage of having the first leg at home.
Yeah, no, I think it's a quick turnaround. I feel it's good to win home and away. Difficult to win games home and away in Europe, and to get the two victories and take it into tomorrow's game. They knocked out a higher ranked team. They're ambitious. From our point of view, it's really about us. We're at home, and our home record. We were unbeaten at home for the year up to recently, and then we lost two in a row. So we need to get back to that and have a really good home performance and give ourselves a lead going into the second leg if we can.
It just feels like your style of football, you know, so much possession and wing play as well, that you are quite suited to the European game.
I hope so. I hope you're right. These are the games you want to be involved in. And as you say, last year it did ignite our season. And we shouldn't have to wait for a European run to ignite our season. But certainly it won't do us any harm if we can get the right result.
Kickoff at Richmond Park is 7:45. Some of the other games in Europe tonight: Zalgiris play Linfield, that's at 5. Dungannon Swifts go up against FC Vaduz at 6:30. And Larne are at home to FC Pristina at 8. All of those ties I mentioned there are also in the Conference League. Bohemians youngster Marcus Strodes has committed his future to the club. The Latvian under-19 international has agreed a deal until 2027. He made his debut last Friday in the FAI Cup win over Colestor Dunlecarney, and he scored 2 goals. Now, this week's League of Ireland commentary comes from Turner's Cross, with Cork City up against Sligo Rovers in a crucial clash of the bottom two. Stephen Doyle will be joined by former Cork City defender Johnny Dunleavy in the commentary box. And on this week's LOI pod, the two lads and former Dundalk boss Vinnie Perth reminisced about the rivalry between Cork and Dundalk.
Can I just get in there first?
All like, right. Here we go.
How can you stick me on with this fella without like having... He's kept, just as well we're not studio together, like, but there's still a war between Dundalk and Cork, and that hasn't been resolved yet. Without any warning, putting Johnny Dunleavy in front of me, that's not good enough.
I was actually just looking back at some of the records there. Johnny's got obviously a league winning medal with Cork City, 2 cups and 3 President's Cups. When they put his head to head, three at the start of the season, 16, 17, 18, Cork City won all 3 against Dundalk. Shocking stuff from the Lily Whites there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just we started fast, but as Vinny says, I was thinking about it before we came on here. We had some brilliant battles, unbelievable. Those years were brilliant. To be honest with you, Stephen, like if anything to go back there, they were fantastic. Some unbelievable occasions, and like a few come to mind straight away. I think it was 2014. Dundalk beat us last day of the season to win the league up in Oriel Park, and obviously, look, it didn't go our way, but. Genuinely, you've never seen anything like that night. The atmosphere, the excitement, the flares were going. You couldn't even see the pitch with the smoke. Like, everything on the line on one night. It was just, look, it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable time to be involved with either club, I think. And, myself and Vinny, maybe we can smile about it now, you know?
Yeah, it's funny Johnny should mention that. Like, there was loads of nights. And not the type, like, I think the League of Ireland title race last year in particular was brilliant. It kept us all glued to our seat. And it was sensational, like, and ourselves in Cork got away from everyone for a few years. But the difference was, and probably the difference that in one sense holds Shamrock Rovers back over these last 4 or 5 years, is they don't have a proper rival.
To hear more conversations like that, you can listen to the LOI pod for free wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch it live on YouTube. Just search for the LOI pod. Champions Athlone Town drew 1-1 away to Treaty United last night in the League of Ireland Women's Premier Division. Colin Fortin's side of a 3-point lead at the top. Athlone play in the Women's Champions League for the first time next week when they host Cardiff City in the qualifiers. Now, Shamrock Rovers have confirmed that manager Colly O'Neill has left the club along with assistant Kieran Ryan. The pair leave with Rovers 12 points off top spot in the Women's Premier Division. They're in 6th place now. They have played a game less and they'll be back in action next week when they face Waterford. Last night, Spain set up a meeting with defending champions England in Sunday's final at the Women's Euros. The world champions beat Germany 1-0 in extra time in their semi-final in Switzerland. Ballon d'Or winner Aitana Bonmatí scored the winner in the 113th minute when she caught German goalkeeper Anne-Catherine Berger out at the near post. Spain beat England in the World Cup final 2 years ago. Alexander Isak hasn't travelled with the Newcastle squad for their pre-season tour of Asia due to what's been described as a minor thigh problem. The Sweden international wasn't in Glasgow for Newcastle's 4-0 friendly loss to Celtic last weekend when Eddie Howe admitted transfer speculation had played a 10% part in that decision. Liverpool have been linked with a move for Isak and the speculation hasn't gone away even though Hugo Ekitike has moved to the Premier League champions. Isak's been nursing that minor thigh injury. He's been training away from the main squad for part of this week, but it's a story that won't go away. Newcastle and Liverpool are due to meet at St James's Park in the second weekend of the new season next month. Chelsea are in discussions with Ajax over a potential move for young defender Yarel Hatto. The 19-year-old has been the subject of interest from several Premier League clubs. It was first reported in December 2023 that Arsenal were interested in the teenager as a long-term defensive target. Hatto plays as a left-sided centre-back or as a left-back. He's played 111 times in all competitions for Ajax. He's even captained them despite his young age. And he made his international debut for the Netherlands in November 2023. That was the first of 6 caps so far. Former Liverpool forward Roberto Firmino has joined Qatari club Al Sadd on a two-year deal. Firmino joins from Saudi Pro League club Al Ahly, where he won last season's AFC Champions League Elite, which is the most prestigious club competition in Asian football. Al Sadd are Qatar's most successful club with 18 league titles, and they're currently coached by former Qatar and Ecuador boss Felix Sanchez. Firmino scored 21 goals and provided 17 assists in 65 appearances for Al Ahly, who he joined from Liverpool in 2023. Morgan Gibbs-White has flown out to Portugal to join up with the Nottingham Forest training camp. The England international didn't initially join up with the rest of the players when they flew out on Monday, but he has done so now after being allowed extra time at home because of a private family matter. Nuno Espirito Santo's side are preparing for friendly games against Fulham on Saturday and Estoril on Wednesday. Gibbs-White is wanted by Tottenham, who've already made a bid of £60 million for one of the key men in that Forest squad. Forest weren't happy with the bid because it matched a confidential release clause in Gibbs-White's contract, and they also hadn't given their permission for talks to proceed with the player. Los Angeles FC are pushing hard to sign Tottenham captain Son Heung-min in the summer window. Son finally won a trophy with Spurs when they lifted the Europa League in May. Spurs travel to Asia for a pre-season tour this weekend. They'll play Arsenal in Hong Kong. They'll also face Newcastle in Seoul. The Telegraph reports Son's presence is key for Spurs because there's a clause that it would impact as much as 75% of their fee playing in Seoul if Son isn't part of the touring squad. Marcus Rashford says he's joined Barcelona to win all the biggest trophies in football. The England international completed a season-long loan move from Manchester United. It could be made permanent for around £35 million next summer. Rashford fell out of favour at United. He spent the second half of last season with Aston Villa. He says he already feels at home with the Spanish champions.
It's a team that is happy. When people are happy, it's always easy to go into this environment. I'm feeling comfortable. I can express myself, and I think that's what the club is about.
And former Premier League footballer George Baldock died in an accident in his swimming pool on the outskirts of Athens, an inquest has found. He was 31 when he was found dead at his home in Athens on the 9th of October in 2024. A post-mortem examination concluded there were no drugs or alcohol in his system. He did have a very large heart that would have meant he was susceptible to heart arrhythmias. Tom Osborne, senior coroner of Milton Keynes Coroner's Court, ruled that Baldock died of drowning in an accident. Resuscitation attempts by Greek emergency services were unsuccessful, while local police later concluded there was no evidence of criminal activity following an investigation. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back tomorrow with a look back on tonight's European action and a look ahead to the League of Ireland action tomorrow night.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.